listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
Welcome to Jan Talk. I'll
say it again.
Hating tonight. My bag of what?
Meat to me.
They ain't play that song, Shay, laughing me left.
I don't know, I was drunk, shit.
Hey, I about went to the hospital that night, boy. I ain't laughing. I said, what is this song he talk about? So beat the beat. And I was like, oh, it's that song the Q Dolls be on Stroller 2. And I said, we gonna get our ass whooped.
Me.
That was drunk as shit, boy.
That shit was fun.
I ain't know they were drinking on.
Oh, my bad.
What?
You said you're supposed to do the intro. Yo, yo, yo. It's the Jan Talk Podcast with your boy, Mike J. Got Groovy True, got Trav, got Shell.
Me.
And today, we got a lot. It's not even a recap episode. It's just, you know, a lot of bullshit been going on lately. A lot of bullshit. A lot of people, a lot of naysayers, a lot of gossip, and a lot of people just don't know how to mind their fucking business.
They said, mind your fucking business. Why your fucking bees? Well, you said you didn't know they did what, Mike?
No, I didn't know they had Don. They were drinking on Don Julio.
I don't know. I've gone on that Patron.
Yeah. That was fun.
That whole bottle got gone, huh?
What'd you say?
I said they drink some of everything.
I thought that whole bottle about gone. I said, God dang. next time I will let you know that I'm on the way instead of just showing up.
Please do. You ain't asked not now question. You just showed up.
She said, where you at? I said, I'm here. Where you at? I'm at home. I was like, oh.
I'm still putting on makeup.
I was like, oh. She said, they done. I was like, yeah. Hey, you just going there. You got good vibes. You got good energy. People are going to rock with you. It was a good, nice hospitality and all that.
Right. Right. Lovely time. Oh, her.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tell him about his DJ though. I wasn't feeling
Man,
cut the ULDA song off.
Yeah, he cut that off and put on the clean version.
I'm like, what in the hell?
He put on the clean version of Pussy Poppin'. I said,
what? Oh yeah, Drew. Drew would have got on the table. This song came on. They played Pussy Poppin', Drew.
You played Pussy Poppin'. You left that out.
It was the clean version.
Yeah,
he said clean version.
They had a microphone.
Hey, you ain't need shit. You could have heard it. I think they had one. As soon as this song came, I thought of Drew. I said, oh shit, Drew, they got you playing your shit.
Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, the Hooters waitress, and that math teacher.
And the clown.
I was saying the Hooters girl, I didn't realize who she was until after the fact, me and her Facebook friends.
Oh, I like, damn. She should have won. I don't even know who.
Misha got drunk. We had to make sure Kamisha got home.
Hell yeah.
Falling asleep.
That's a fall asleep.
Shell said, shh, don't say nothing.
Yeah. I forgot she fell asleep. Hey, Drew, she fell asleep in the chair.
Fell asleep. I took a picture with her. She said, man, you ain't even fall for that.
I said, fuck, I ain't no seeing Kamisha drunk.
Drinking like that, though.
Huh?
I didn't realize she was drinking like that. She could have been.
She took a shot every time I took a shot.
Yeah, she drunk. That Patron, I think a Jello shot. Man, some of that Don Julio. So, as you can see, I don't need any alcohol to get turned.
But man,
put
man
down. Hey,
my time March Madness came on.
There's something else to die for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it
200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness.
They shouldn't, they, boy. If they would have played Monster, I would have jumped on the table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my, would have broke.
Oh, shit, boy. If they would have played Monster, I would have lost it.
Oh, my emotion would have came out.
That would have threw a chair, goddamn. But nah. No. Uh-huh, so what?
I said, boy, yeah, they played Monster, it would have been over with.
Yeah. Man, it was a great, time. Birthday was lit. Halloween party was lit. Hopefully this next thing is lit. We don't stay too much.
Dolomite.
Jeez. Dolomite.
You're bumping the brain.
That affects us.
We moving right along. That's what we was talking about.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, on the real shit, how y'all feel about this whole Will? I know we was talking about this shit. How y'all feel about that? I kind of understand what Jada's saying. Like we was discussing earlier, they have an understanding. I think the whole thing got misconstrued when August came in and amplified the whole situation because he caught feelings with Jada. And I think they try to put the narrative like Jada is just airing Will's dirty laundry out and shit, but
let's hear the dirty laundry.
Let's do this dirty laundry, this dirty laundry. Let's do this dirty
laundry. Chad sent to the group, I didn't even read it because I'm like, I'm over it. Like, they got an open relationship, it is what it is at this point. They both free to do whatever they want to do, so I don't even know what it was about.
Oh, she said they are shit. They're not sexually compatible.
Like she's saying, she's expect him to know what she wants in bed and all that.
So he came back and said whatever she said.
Since she got time, she's gonna go to the red table and basically, I guess, either double down what she said or explain what she was trying to say. Because you know how tabloids be. Listen, people's words and shit. You know, I understand where she's coming from.
Huh? You know, I think she don't start using that shit for promotion. Like,
Amen. Kanye uses divorce to get some publicity, so shit. Hey, anything goes.
Yeah, yeah. But man, they like you said, they bun too strong. I don't think man, you been in this long. You might as well hold it down.
But that's what everybody's saying. Like, everybody just one companionship. I mean, I'll fuck with you. You've been with me since this. We don't know their relationship. We don't know what they've been through. So she could have, they could have a big ass bond, even though they bring up Pac all the time. They probably have a big ass bond where she has a soul, not a soul tie, but just, you know, a bond where I love you. We got this family together. I don't want you to be with nobody. But if you need to go get your needs off and all that stuff, then so be it. I'm still going to be here with you.
I think that's
what
it is at this point.
I told you, man, we should go on polygamous, man. We poly, man. I think everything should go to poly. A lot of people going to poly. Because basically that's what they doing. They got, man, that was an open marriage year for real. Cause what is an open marriage? Open marriage. Let's define that. So we married, but we are free to bring anybody in and go and be with anybody we want to be. It's basically a poly relationship.
But you just gotta. It's hard to do that when everybody's feelings are so high these days. Cause when you think about it, everybody, like, people you talk to are real emotional these days. Like, people get in their feelings big time.
Yeah.
And because social media, now that you're saying, like, okay, we're together, but, you know, I saw you with so-and-so at this restaurant, or I saw you with so-and-so, and he cool with you doing that, or I saw you, him was, oh girl, you cool with that? And everybody in your business. That's why I said, damn if you do it, damn if you don't, because if people don't know that it's an open relationship, then motherfuckers just gonna create their own narrative. And then when people, you know your situation, they just gonna still create a narrative. Say, y'all just some big ass freaks or some shit like that, where it's just an understanding. We all grown. You know what I'm saying?
You know what my point gonna be?
What?
we gonna do some meat to meat.
But yeah, man, like, to basically, look, that was going on, like, man, you see now, like, we see that, like Shell saying, they get a lot of judgment because they're famous, but we see it every day now. Like, we see married people that be the most available people are married people and people in serious relationships. So what they're doing is nothing new. It's just on the scale they're doing it. Like, because what they doing, everybody else doing, like, hey man, everybody stepping outside of marriage. Everybody like had affairs, and they're like, now the affairs are so out in the open, like Mike was saying, shoot, feeling get involved. You got side dude getting mad because their side dude, you got side chick mad because she's a side dude. Everybody want that top spot and be losing and be, I want a new position. They ain't playing any part no more. Like, that's why I said people be saying sneaky link, side chick, and all that. That shit is pretty much dead. That shit is, you basically in a relationship. Sneaky link and side people, they are a relationship. People getting all in their feelings now. Like, this shit ain't just sex and, oh, we ain't nothing else. Now you got people ratting shit on social media, be mad at you and shit. But I call it just sex, man. That shit is more than sex, man. That shit is more emotional. I'm talking about dudes, too. I just ain't talking about women. They dudes being they feel about shit, man.
Yeah, that's what they call situationships.
Hell yeah. Shit doesn't make any sense.
Like, I mean, we could say that, I ain't mean to cut you off, but we could say that, but let's put ourselves in goddamn August shoes as, like, me, Trav, and Drew. Let's put ourselves in August rooms. And let's just say we're going out with a celebrity and we're the side piece. But she's taking you on trips. She's taking you to Paris. She's buying you new shoes and all this. Because August and her was going places together. They wasn't just having sex. And she's giving you advice, life advices, and all that shit. And she's just treating you like no other girl has ever treated you before, but she married. Ain't you going to feel some type of way?
Yeah, I get jealous anyway.
And vice versa with Chalet. Let's just say Method Man, you know, he got an open relationship and he take you on trips and vacations and all that, but you know he married and all that, and he just take you on vacation buying you stuff. Ain't you gonna feel some type of way?
Yeah, I mean, that's if I put myself in that situation, but exactly. Maybe I will never put myself in, I will never date a married man, no way. But yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely, because I know I get in my feelings too, so. I mean, yeah. I feel, and honestly, like, I don't fault August for anything. Like, that's why I say I don't fault nobody, because everybody put themselves in a situation. They decided to have an open marriage. So when you decide to do that, you allow your wife to go out and sleep with another man. And then my thing is, okay, you saying it's just sex, but everybody knows sex leads to other stuff. Sex leads to feelings, especially if you're doing it more than once. You can't, I don't care how, what nobody says, like, you cannot, your emotions, that's something that you can't help.
That's
you
okay.
Can't help how you feel. That's one thing you can't change. If you want to cry, you gonna cry. Like, that's just something you can't change. And once you have, that's why people say soul ties.
People
don't deal with certain people because they believe in that type of thing. So if you allow your wife to go out and sleep with this man, just expect that it might lead to other things. Just like she let Will go and sleep with other women. Well, you can't get mad if he start catching feelings with this other woman. That's just how it is. We humans, we catch feelings.
That's true. Like, we can't control emotion. Like,
that's, you know, yeah, that's one thing you cannot control. You cannot control your emotions.
Especially like you said, you're going to, like, it's like not just them, like any of us, like anybody, like you going to have raw, more like raw, unprotected sex with somebody multiple times, man. You're going to catch a feeling. I don't care who you are. You're going to catch feeling. And you put yourself in a lot of risk. Like, that's why I feel like, man, I can't, why the fuck I'm going to be in a relationship have a side piece or sneaking links, you know what I'm saying? And I know what could potentially happen, like, because, shoot, like you said, I mean, I'll catch a feeling from a side piece of a sneaking link. Now I'm be conflicted. You're going to be in, now I might, my side piece don't put me in the field. Now I got to talk to my main chick. Now I can't tell her what's going on. I'm snapping at her because I'm in all of my feelings about my side chick. Done did some shit. Like, you can't even tell. She won't know why you upset.
I feel like the only way that can work is if you have sex with someone like a one night stand. Like, you know what I'm saying? You go out to the club and you see, you know what I'm saying, this fine female, this, you know, handsome dude, you know what I'm saying? Ah. They not your wife or your husband, and you go sleep with them for one night and then that's it. But if you're gonna constantly see this person, have sex with them more than once, I mean, that's something bound to go down. Kind of feeling.
That's why I say, man, we gotta be careful. People be making plans with they sneaking links. Like, going like, you gonna like Mike say, you're going on vacation and spending time with them, like, and having sex multiple times, having sex with, man, fuck that. Y'all in a relationship, man. You on, like, niggas, like, people, I think people say that shit just to fit in. Like, this my sneaking link, man. This your, whoever, this your relationship. Y'all just ain't putting the tight on it. Because now, like, man, everybody be in their feeling now. So, it is.
What's your take on it, Drew? If you want to say something about it.
About, like, catching feelings?
Yeah, when you did you catch the scenario I threw at with Jada, like August and Jada? Like, let's say you on a vacation. Let's just say you got a girl, she's married, but she has an open marriage, and she takes you on vacations. Took you to the damn Bulls game, the bunch of Derrick Rose jerseys and all that. But I'm going back to my husband. But thank you, I value our friendship or our situationship. Won't you feel some type of way?
Yeah, because you're playing with my emotion.
Exactly.
So that was shit.
That happened to him too.
Yeah, thank you. That shit.
It ain't funny, but it did happen to him.
Why you laugh?
I thought I was watching something. I had seen
liar.
People that always got something to say about August, call him lame and this, that, and the third, but people don't know until they actually in their man's shoes.
You know what I'm saying? You got to put yourself in that situation. You got to look at both sides. You like, bro, August, bro, be catching your
feelings. That's why he lashed out, because them emotions built up.
Yeah, I know somebody I want. I've been kicking it with for all this time. You going to leave, mate? Yeah, fuck that.
You fucking Ashanti taking you on vacations. You going to feel some damn type of way. Man,
I'm be in jail.
Man, right. I'm saying.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, God damn it. I'm rebounding CDs.
Fuck the bullshit. I'm gonna be hell now. Nah. I ain't going for that shit.
Shit.
Like, well, old nut rat girl.
What happened? Oh, yeah.
The day before, I told her what I was expecting in a relationship, and I told her I wasn't playing no bullshit. So then we did all that. And I said, where's this going? So, slow your roll, cowboy. I said, bet. I had me fucking.
She said, slow your roll, cowboy.
Yeehaw.
God damn.
Man, people scared of relationship. Now, I think a lot of times people scared to get hurt, man. Cause I think now everybody got hurt at least once. So people think, instead of people trying to see, that's why healing is so important. Like, man, well, I bet we did episode healing for dealing. That's why it's so important to heal before you start dealing with other people. Because if you don't, this shit gonna trickle down to every situation or relationship you try to. You don't want to put yourself out there for a relationship. You want, like, people want the sex, but they don't want relationships. So that's why it's so important to heal. That's why, like, after my relationship, I'm gonna take time to heal and work myself. Because if you don't, you just gonna end up hurting somebody else. You're gonna end up being that same hurt that hurt you. So that's why you gotta start healing them for you. You know
that's why. My bad.
You go ahead on my bet.
No, that one, me and my ex, we just stopped, just called it off. I don't think we just said we wasn't ready to do all that. So we just basically said, you know, we just go our separate ways and just, I ain't try to do nothing. Cause I already knew, I was like, I'm not going to go ahead and just come back for sex and all that. I really want to make this work and all that shit. But I think we would have went to the honeymoon phase and went back to the same stuff, but we still cool, but we just ended it because we probably knew it was gonna go back to our before then. So sometimes you gotta be like, hey, just leave. If you leave off on, don't leave off on bad terms. Sometimes you just got to be like, hey, wish the best for you and everything. So,
yeah, some relationship just ain't for you, for real, for real.
So move. You just want sex, just say that.
That too. And sometimes when you get blinded by the sex, it just causes more issues. So sometimes you just got to nip it in the bud and just turn down the sex. Sometimes you just got, you can't have sex with everybody. Sometimes you just got to just turn that shit down and see what it really is. Like, yeah. Y'all ain't had no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just had sex with somebody, like, it was just like, I'm just doing this to, like, to please the flesh, but your mind and shit and your emotions not in the shit.
And you just look in the mirror the next day, see you nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, like. But no, it just be, that's like that, that's that post, you know, when you're trying to get over your ex.
Yeah.
Oh, this and shit then was... you feel like, hey, I need to go out and do something, but then you just feel like, damn, I don't need to be doing this. I got better respect for myself. That's that post-nut clarity after that. So that's why people get blind. They have sex and shit, but sometimes you just got to pass that by. What it really is. I feel like we should have sex just yet. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get back in the honeymoon stage. We're going to be having all this sex, and that spark going to be gone by the time in 3 months, and we're going to be back to the way it was before then.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm saying.
So...
You gotta be like, all right, so you gotta be mindful. Like, I know people like I know, well, I know we are in our 30s, but like a lot of young people think sex is end all be all. Like, man, that's why relationship don't be, a lot of time don't be working, man. Cause shit, I guess they use the toss shit to make the shit better and shit. But I'm gonna got to the point, man. I gotta have another kind of connection, which dude, I just be about sex.
It's like you want somebody to
desire you and shit. But at the same time, you don't want nobody too clingy, and you don't want nobody to be too distant. It's just like you just want to all around. It's like you be asking for too much, but at the same time, you just want to, somebody gonna be loyal for you, and all that, gonna be there for you. But
you have to be loyal.
Exactly.
The young kids' relationship lasts longer than the adult.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, hey, they got a high school and shit. They be riding. They be getting married early now.
I know. They be doing drive-bys together. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. We might be for real.
I was gonna wait to have this as another topic, but I guess since we still on relationships or whatever, I want to bring this certain topic up. So, to me, it seemed like white people or even other races, I ain't even gonna say white people. It seems to me like other races, they get married sooner or younger than our race. Like, I work with several white, young, early 20s females, and most of them are married. And I just wonder how come it's so hard for black men to marry than it is for other races to.
I think that's why my last relationship, she was trying to like pressure marriage on me. But I wasn't gonna do it. Now I would have, but I'm not gonna be pressured into it. Plus, I gotta get my shit together, so I'm not gonna propose to you, like, you know, I'm sitting on my end and all right, but that's what I was thinking that too.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking that, like, I seen a discussion last week, and I did say, like, as black men, we need to start making all women wives instead of baby mamas, like, because you see kids get born out of wedlock in other races. But you know, more like all of us on scene 16 to marry. Right. Most of the Caucasian people usually marry the one they had a baby by. So like, I don't know what the disconnect or it's what's going on. Why as us as black men, we ain't gonna see nobody out, we'll like talk about the other race, but we choose not to marry, but we feel like the way it seemed like we making all women good enough to have a child by, but not good enough to marry. They, I don't know what going on, but it just seemed like that. Like compared to other races. And this ain't no opinion. This shit is like damn near fact. It's facts. And like we see it.
Yeah, because I know for a fact, like I get people always asking me, like the first question for me is not when you're going to get married. It's always when you're going to have a baby.
Exactly.
Right. All the time. And I'm like, well, dang, let me get a man first. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't asking me, you got a man, you know, you serious with somebody, you know, you in love. You asking me, I'm going to have a baby. So who am I going to have a baby by? Just some random dude I meet?
Here's a hot take right here, though. Here's a hot take. And tell me if I'm wrong or not. So one of the reasons why, what is like the whole thing with the black race? Like, it's like we're over-sexualized. Yeah, the whole media over-sexualizes us. So they're making, like, it's the whole thing of the black man, you know, people want to have sex with the black man because they think black man has the biggest dicks or some shit like that, or they got the black woman with the voluptuous bodies. So now they just putting that in your face, because who copies all the fashion? Who copies all the dance move? Where does everything really come from? The whole pop culture comes from.
Yeah, it comes from us. Like, so it does.
When you see twerking, when you see all these big, everybody wants a big butt now. Everybody wants voluptuous bodies now because of black people. We're very, very, very sexualized. And so now you get all that. Everybody wants to have sex with you and all that. Then you just going out having sex and sex and sex and sex. Our culture is based off of some, like, sex and rhythm.
Yeah.
Your dance movies like sex and everything. It's sex.
Yeah.
Like a TikTok.
And I'm just saying, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. And see, that's my thing too, but we still, to me,
I know it's not
our women though. Like, you see black dudes that go and have babies by other races, and they're more likely to marry them opposed to having a baby by a black woman.
Yeah.
Cause you see, like,
I'm not justifying that. I'm just saying, you see, like, What Cheryl was saying, like, instead of not getting married, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, when are you going to have a baby? Like you said, they over-sexualize black women. They over-sexualize black men. Like, when some people like to have sex with black men and just be done with it. And some people like to have sex with black women. Like, they don't value, like I'm saying, it's a very risky topic, but some people want to say they want to get married and all that with the race, but at the same time, they'll go marry a white girl before they marry a black girl. In some people's eyes, when you be like, damn. And that's like you said, when you start making our wives instead of baby mamas, what's the sad truth? That's why it's a hot topic.
Yeah, it is.
If you see a white man with a black woman, they married.
Yeah, they married.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
We need to bring this, like, I know we need to bring it back again. We need to have other people, like, especially in our age group, discuss it.
Like, I'm saying something wrong. I don't know, but I'm trying to get it out.
You ain't saying it wrong. This is some real shit though. It's some kind of disconnect that's going on, because you look at it and I see it. Like, I used to work with kids and I be seeing, like, damn. They this young, but they've been married. Like, I met, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I used to work with kids, like, they be my age, been married like 15 years, 10, 12 years. Like, but it just, I don't know. It's something. We gotta do better. Like, I know we are getting
over-sexualized. We lack something. I don't know what it is, but we definitely lack something.
And then it's going back to what we talked about earlier. I think it was like one of the episodes. It's the men are in the race of men. Well, it's just being a man. Your peers pressure you to get as much pussy as you can as a kid. So a man is more focused on getting pussy than even getting married. And we need to stop doing that.
Yeah, we
do. Probably go.
Enough that, though. black, who teaching us that black men that? Because a white dude, he the same thing, but and we see, especially Mexican, I ain't know, hey, on some real shit, this ain't no racist shit or no none shit. I never seen a Mexican baby mama.
I have.
Yeah.
Yep.
I ain't never seen one.
Like, yeah, is she like our age or she's older?
That's about our age.
That's some shit.
Time has changed a little bit since, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you see a less with them though? I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. We've been conditioned to just go out there and, hey man, go fuck these hoes, get all these hoes, man. Just do all that.
The same niggas that be in rap songs, so you go get this foot and all that, be the same dudes that already married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if it has something to do with lacking a father in the household. Like, does that have something to do with it?
It does.
Like they say, God, they ain't going dating back. The key to control the control the black race or destroy the black race was take the male on father out the house, like. That why the 80s was so pivot. Like after the 80s, late 80s, when the crack era hit.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah.
That shit was over. Like, and like then, like, I know, like they said with the Cosby's, like, we ain't like after that point, we stopped seeing black families on TV. Like, and then like even with the Section 8 shit, like, a mom can't receive Section 8 housing. A food stamp if the man is living in the house. So and that's one of the most crazy shit I ever heard. So that part of the disconnect is and now it seems like it's getting worse because like these kids having kids and like it just man like I know as a black woman, most black women dream are to be married. Like you want to be married. And that's why like when a woman started hit 30s, like, and she ain't married yet, she started to get worried, like, damn, this shit ain't gonna never happen. What's going on? Cause shit, that's why I went, like, after black people get older, that shit, hey man, what we doing?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
you're right, though. You gotta start making these black queens, baby mamas.
You gotta start doing that shit for real, though, man, because. A lot of times niggas be doing it just Martin. Hey, I'm gonna keep in my life. So I'm gonna keep my baby mama. I ain't gonna marry you though. You still keep in life if you just marry her. But I'm gonna make her my baby mama.
Really think like that too.
Yeah. It's just this shit. Yeah, it's gonna suck. We need to do a panel on this shit.
But let's be real, like who wrote, I mean, how I wanna put this. Like who said this stuff supposed to be a certain way? If y'all follow what I'm saying, who said that I'm supposed to be married, or who said that everybody's supposed to be monogamous, or who said that everybody's supposed to live a certain way, or they're gonna go to heaven? I'm not trying to get too into it, but like who? I mean. Maybe marriage is not how life's supposed to be. I mean, we're just going by how we were raised or what we was taught and what our parents was taught and grandparents was taught. Like, who said that this is how you're supposed to live and how things are supposed to be?
That's why I said what I said. I said, I believe, and that's not trying to sound like crazy or nothing. Like, I do say we don't want to make these black queens, baby mamas. But if you have the resources to take care of two wives or multiple wives, then go ahead and do it. I'm all for it. That's what I'm saying because it's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's in the Bible. Then you got people, you know what I'm saying, in Africa doing it. If you got the resources to do it, then do it. But if you feel like you can't be with one person for the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying, don't do it. People get pressured to get married. People get pressured to live by the core or don't go against the grain. Man, as long as you ain't harming nobody, as long as you ain't out here disturbing the peace and you just living your life, do what you want to do. But at the same time, I just feel like you ain't really supposed to be with one person. That's just me.
That was like, I mean,
and that's probably true. It's probably supposed to be like that. Who knows? We would probably never know. But the thing is, a lot of people aren't set up. Like, think about it. If you got a problem with spending money on one woman, you thinking this is too expensive or you're not going to do this, how you going to take care of two women?
Yeah, exactly.
So most people are not capable of doing that. So awesome. You see these people on Facebook saying this, that, and the third. They're just looking at it as a sexual thing. Oh, yeah, I need to have sex with more than one. No. Okay, can you tolerate that one woman when she on her cycle and she got attitude and she bitching and she doing this, doing that? Think about two or three other women in the household doing the same thing. Can you deal with that? If you can't, then don't even think about it, homie. Don't even think about it.
A lot of times, it ain't even about, like, Nick think about the sex. It's about, like, can you lead? Are you able to lead? You got, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a strong mind. Can you set a vision where we going to all us be straight? It, like, you need the money, but you need the vision and the leadership to make it go. Like, because if you can't lead, take care of responsibility and show these women that I'm a capable leader. That's why kings had multiple wives. That shit. I'm leading. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they lead. You know what I'm saying? I know emotional, like dealing with these women gonna be like you said on the second step. If you're a strong leader, you can handle that. You can have the way. If like shit, we gonna come in here and we already know what we gonna do. Like I'm gonna set this plan out. This is how we gonna follow. I'm gonna build this road. Y'all gonna, hey man, we gonna rock. This road we gonna take. Like, it just ain't gonna be like, hey, I don't wanna say this shit. This shit gonna sound big in this hell, but we can't have multiple opinions in being poly because this shit gonna be chaos. So we gotta be one vision in one way.
Everybody gotta be on the same page.
Exactly. But like she was saying, if you ain't got the resources to do it, say what?
Yeah. So men, if you're cheap, if you're emotional, if you can't share, if you got attitude, don't even try to be in a polygamous relationship because it ain't gonna work out. Like, you gotta be cool, calm, and collected. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be willing to hold them bills down. I mean, of course, y'all all supposed to, you know, help out, but you as the man, you know what I'm saying?
Hold the money.
Hard, yeah. Stuff get hard. You gotta be able to come through. What if you get more than one pregnant and they can't even? What if you get all three of them pregnant at the same time? They can't even go to work. You gotta be able to bring that money in. Like, you gotta think about everything when it comes to stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people realize that.
What you said, Drew?
That's why I be telling people. I can't do that shit. Well, my emotional ass shit.
Yeah, you got to be a king, man. This shit, like, you got to be a true definition of a king to be the head of a polygamous household. You got to wear the crown. They say the crown, who wear the heavy crown, or who wear the crown.
Get
shit.
It out.
I can't
try.
But yeah, man, you got to be able to run that shit. You know what I'm saying? Not just sound like, oh. Man, it is, man. It's BRC, whatever you say, shit goes. Like, man, cause you gotta be on that same accord. Cause, like you said,
go ahead, my bad. Shit,
nah, you good. But, like, you know, if it's too many opinions, that shit gonna fuck the shit. That shit gonna be chaos. Like, man, out of here. I'm doing all this, and y'all, like, hey, man, shit. If I'm over here, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if I'm in a polygamous relationship, I can't have woman A saying, well, we should do this and do this, or woman and woman B, we should, well, I think we should do this. Now, it's gonna be what I say, how we gonna do this, because
for a king in a castle, I mean, that's a big ass, you know what I'm saying, castle. So I mean, I'm pretty sure each wife got their own bedroom. You know, you got one wife handling the kids, the next wife cooking, next wife washing clothes. You know what I'm saying? They all probably got their own job. And it's a big kingdom or whatever, so they got room to be spread out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you staying in this 3 or 4 bedroom house, bumping heads day to day, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's totally different when you comparing it to, you know what I'm saying, a king or whatever.
Like I said, if you got the resources.
Yeah, you got to
be rich here pretty much. And shit, that
was basically what I was saying.
Yeah, you definitely got to be rich here. You got to be a celebrity or somebody with a good ass paying job for real. Like,
how to lead. Like, yeah, I was telling Mike earlier, like, I know this going to offend, you know what I'm saying, it might ruffle a little feather, but a lot of people are in involuntary polygamous relationship, because if you look at it, if a woman, or it could be a man, but a woman, if you share a baby daddy with somebody, you're pretty much in a polygamous situation, involuntary, because y'all all connected together forever, and you are taking some are taking orders from both, but he giving instructions to both on women. Because if I'm a dude, right, I'm the dude, like, they got 3 different baby mama, and I'm directing how I want my kids to be raised. Isn't that a polygamous relationship? So that's not the same thing. So a lot of women.
I see where you getting at, but that's not really defined as a polygamous relationship. Like, you know, they would have to all be in the same household, and, you know, for that to really actually be that definition. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I get what you're saying, but it's kind of sort of like that, but it really is not defined as that. Yeah, until you get everybody into the same household on the same page. These people that you're talking about, you know, the baby mama really see the baby daddy out with the other female, she ready to fight. Versus when they're in a poly relationship, they cool with it. You know what I'm saying? But I get what you're
surprised,
saying. Because you're pretty much saying the baby mama know her baby out here, baby daddy out here messing around, and she accepting it. But if she was to see him out with somebody else, she ain't going to be cool with it.
She went over to the house.
I can say someone do, like, if y'all don't got this to this point, like, she, like, now, if y'all, if, you know what I'm saying, some baby mama move on, but like you said, some be like, shit, every time, hey, we having beef with other baby mama. For whatever reason, I don't understand, because shit, if he ain't with neither one of y'all, but a lot of times, you know, these niggas be spinning the block, so they probably a lot of times like to be mad at each other. Yeah, man, it's just, man.
Who's on Clubhouse?
Huh?
Who's on Clubhouse?
We're gonna take this part out. But now, one of the girls got a baby daddy, and I guess he got the other girl pregnant. You know, I had a threesome and shit.
Yeah,
frequently or some shit like that.
Get a come on, explain that story. That was pretty much a pilot relationship. Like, y'all were fucking, she was fucking girl.
That's a threesome, because she likes females. She probably likes females. Now, then that's understandable. If you like females, then hey, have it your way and have fun. But I think these people I might be wrong, but are the people in the poly relationships, are they all sleeping together, or is just the women sleeping with that one man separately?
I think it's because I met some more people on Clubhouse. They had a pilot group. It's the woman sleeping with that man separately. Like, it's just like like Mormons or what else, like Amish people, like, have multiple wives out there, like in Utah. Like, shit, this night I'm gonna sleep with wife A. Tuesday I'm gonna sleep with wife B. Wednesday I'm gonna sleep with wife C. I think it's something like that.
Okay, so basically the girl that y'all's talking about, she just, you know, joining,
yeah,
the baby daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to get her to come on the show.
She's so old tied to her baby daddy. That was all it is.
Yeah. And she's coming out about
like
it.
Like I said, that makes perfect sense if you like women and, you know, like I said, have your fun. But if you somebody that don't like women like that, then it wouldn't make sense to, well, it wouldn't make sense to me, but I mean, if I like women, I'll probably be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Let's do this thing. But since I don't, I mean, I just don't, I don't know. It's, you know, there's some freak ass people out here, so you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, right.
And we're back.
But then, it's now, man, a long time ago. Well, Mike said early in the episode, it's like we are getting overly sexed too early. So the regular shit don't work no more. I ain't like, you gotta do more and more shit just to get off. So you see, you are like, you think it's wait, every hey, shit about to be going, shit gonna be going haywire. So you gotta now, gotta be careful.
Hell yeah. Everything is in your face now. Back in the day, everything wasn't in your face. Everything is in their face.
Yeah, so yeah.
But, yeah. Just pray, y'all. But I don't know. We getting older. I don't know. Let's see how this shit is when we 40. We got to chat. Dang.
That shit.
Where you said what? You said what?
And I had said shit when you said y'all were on 40.
Hey, yo. And that's another thing.
I can only see things probably getting worse. I really don't think things are going to get better as time go by because this younger generation they're horrible. They irk my nerves pretty much. Every little thing about them just irks me because they just so, and you know what? It's so funny because I'm sure like the generation before us probably thought the same about us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, so hopefully things won't get worse, but I really don't see it getting better.
Yeah, it ain't gonna get better. Like, man, when I used to work with those kids, be on them units and shit. I predicted how we are now back then, like it was like 2016, 17, from 13 to like damn 17, how them kids coming up. I tell everybody, bro, I just worry, I say we fucked. Like, man, like how they used to move talk and shit, like hey. This shit now, like, and think about it. I just talking with my supervisor about this all other day. He's like now they are just getting pushed through school. They ain't learning shit because you're on virtual. Like, nobody, like, you got kids out here who was never A students now or straight A students on the principal list just because of virtual learning. Like, social skills going to be all the way gone in the next 2 or 3 years. So, shit, it's just like, man, this shit going to get worse.
Yeah, a lot of people gonna keep to themselves because a lot of people don't trust nobody these days. You gotta keep your head on the swivel because everybody, you don't know what the hell. Somebody can have a bad day and want to take it out on everybody, and that's the sad thing about it. I ain't trying to get that dark, but I'm just saying that's how people are.
Good.
But like I'm saying, like we've been going out almost every week, but at the same time, we're gonna look back on this about three years later, and we're gonna be like, damn, we had some good ass times in the first. So I'm just saying, like, nowadays, just enjoy life and have fun.
Yeah, man.
That's for me. I don't really think too much of it. I don't get in my feelings about it. I'm just living. You know what I'm saying? What's meant for me will be for me, and what ain't won't be. I ain't trying to pressure myself to find a love, marriage, none of that. Like, I'm just living and having fun at this point.
Yeah, good.
Just living. You never know who's going to come in your path one day, and that'll probably be your soulmate. Your soulmate somewhere waiting on you or some shit. That's why I be telling everybody, just chill out and have fun.
Yeah, just live, man, because this life is short, as y'all know.
Yeah.
It's sad to say, I be wanting to cry when I think about it, but we're going to be old before we know it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure crying for real.
Oh.
No, the way she was saying it, she said, we're gonna be old.
Like, yeah. For real, we're gonna, like, just think how quick we turn 30. Like, legit.
All right.
Freaking quick. Like, I remember yesterday, just, you know what I'm saying? Just
going to the student center.
And just doing stuff in the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Riding bikes. And, you know, now I'm in my 30s. So just think, if, you know, the Lord let us see another 30 years go by.
I can't even say what I was about to say.
What you gonna
say? 8 more summers, I'm 40.
I got 6, 5 or 6. Said I got to do a bit of my thing.
let me know how it is, Trey.
Oh, why you say that?
You gonna get that before everybody else?
Oh yeah.
Look
what
how
you
these mean? 20s went by so fast. Like when I met y'all, I'm gonna say I probably was about what 20.
Mm-hmm.
What year was that? 2010, 19.
Yeah, 9,
11.
Well, I was 20, 21 at the time then, but yeah. And look,
actually, it was 9. It was 9. Damn. That shit crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Damn. So, time goes by. As I say, just live your life, man. Don't stress. Don't let these jobs stress you out. Cause they gonna replace you within the blink of an eye with somebody else.
I just want to buy a nice house and just chill. I buy a house. He never coming outside. Hey, I'm spending 90%. I don't pay $200,000 for a house. 90% of my life gonna be in that house. Man, that shit said I want this shit set up.
Everybody in my circle gonna be successful because everybody. In my circle, it's hardworking people. They're well off, and they're gonna be successful. So, hey, everybody gonna get what they want in life.
So, yeah, it was life.
Now say something nice about Trey.
Huh?
Now say something nice about Trey. Damn, bro.
Well.
But nah, I mean that shit for real, though. Everybody out here, I'm gonna make this thing jump, man. Podcasts, everything. So and we appreciate y'all. I don't know if this is episode 100 or something. I don't know. We got what, 3 more months? It's gonna be 2 years running.
Yeah.
God damn.
Bye.
I was just saying.
Shit, this the time Shell jumped on the team.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, yep, Shell was.
And that shit did pop up. I was like, damn, it's the year anniversary. We did our first live episode. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'm like, none of that shit. Hey, bro, that was a long. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. When we took them pictures of the Outcast mural at the mural, that shit was dope, though. I ain't gonna lie. I had fun that day.
All the players came.
So we got lost. Yeah. I was just looking at it and said, where are we going? So I don't know. We was in deep in the junk, goddamn it.
We were.
I don't know where we was at. Goddamn. Ah, shit. But yeah, we appreciate y'all tuning in with us. You know, we talked a lot about this stuff and all that. We just want y'all to go out there and progress in life.
Be the best in you.
Exactly. And if you're exactly. You hear what Groovy Drew said? He said, that's exhale, relax, meditate, go to the gym, eat some salad, keto, drink some water. That's what I'm saying? Live life.
Now what you think that is?
Y'all seen Buddy training me the other night.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
What's up? Why you say that?
Because I met this man last week. I was working out. And I don't even keep this on. I don't care. But I met him last week. I met him last week. No, legit, though. I met him last week. I don't know. And then he just started talking to me about my form and stuff. And so he was showing me how I was supposed to do stuff. And then he was like, you know, whenever you come back again, I'll train you. So, boom. The other day was the second time. But he actually trained me. And I told him, I said, I don't know, but I can't do this with you, because he was like being super like serious with it. I'm like, look, I'm not even paying you to even, you know what I'm saying? So you killing me right now. So I don't know what his intentions is, but I'll keep y'all posted. All
right.
Didn't he?
Hold on, what you say, Trav?
Yeah, watch.
Oh, dude, you need to stand by on that. Let us know shit.
Oh, no, no, no. Y'all good. I was just, it's just funny how, you know what I'm saying, y'all were there. I was like, I wanted to see the man. He trying to train me.
Oh,
like,
I was over there dying.
You did. What you did, over an hour on the treadmill, didn't you?
Yeah, I was about to do some more, but my damn knee. I'm about to go to the gym in a minute. I'm keeping this shit up.
Both of y'all knees messed up. Hey,
nigga, we old.
Yeah.
Well, I got a little bit good knees left. Shit. It's gonna be one more dance flow. I'm gonna do one routine. My shit gonna go down. Just take me to the hospital and delete the video.
Yeah. Look at you. Having too much fun.
My left knee be acting up on me, but yeah, you know what I'm saying, walking the treadmill and exercising, that keeps it strong though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I'm taking some beta adrenaline. I took it last night. And that basically, we say what?
That shit you had sent to the group.
It's some shit I had a while back when I was really, really getting into it. So basically what it does, y'all ain't gonna like it, but you take it, it is gonna have a tingling sensation all over your body. I think Drew took it in that C4. That's what beta alanine is. So basically, it takes all the lactic acid. It keeps it away so you won't be so sore when you're working out.
So
when you like lifting weights, you ain't gonna feel that burn. You're gonna have a burn, but it ain't gonna be too painful.
Oh.
So yeah.
I thought you were gonna say you got something for, you know what I'm saying, the muscle in your, like the joints and stuff in your knees.
Oh, you take
that too?
Oh shit.
Some cartilage pills.
Magnesium is good for stuff like for joints and stuff and inflammation and all that.
Hell yeah. That and cartilage powder and all that.
Yeah.
Get that powder and that powder. What kind of powder? You got to be specific on this show.
You can get pills too. I just go to the vitamin shop. I can send y'all some shit if y'all want to. I just got to apply the shit. I got all the shit. That's why I'm trying to stay up on this shit.
Y'all be taking drinking protein drink.
I stopped doing it, but I start back taking creatine when they say you could take it while losing weight, and it keeps all your muscle mass. So when you're losing fat, it don't burn all your muscles and shit. But they said protein shakes are good in the night, like after like a post workout with a banana.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing after work. I gotta order me some more. I found this black owned business on Instagram. She got different flavors. I had bought like a chocolate cake and a blueberry muffin, but she had like banana pudding and cupcake. She has a few other flavors, vegan, because I try to stay away from like a lot of milk type stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call it, but it's pretty good though. So I'm gonna probably stick with that.
Yeah, they on the strip mall, they got that vitamin shop. Me and Drew be going. It's kind of expensive, but they got a lot of shit in there. If you're looking for stuff, just go in there and just say what you're trying to do. And they'll point you, because I got these pills that'll suppress your appetite throughout the day. And I got this thermogenic I take, what makes you sweat more. And then I take the beta alanine and the creatine. And I get on the treadmill and I just lift light weights. So I started that yesterday.
You need to try to get one of those. Cause I bought one for Amazon, like one of these type vest. Well, it don't have to be a vest. It can be a vest, but like a shirt that has like this, like the inside of it to make you sweat. Like that works real good.
Oh yeah, I got that.
Oh, you got
Drew
one of
those? Seen it. Yeah, Drew seen it. That shit tight as fuck.
Oh, you probably did you look at the reviews?
Yeah, the shit worked. No, it works. That's the thing. Cause I was wearing that suit when we was boxing, and I used to be tired as shit. Cause I was sweating like a mug.
But that shit tight. You bought it and it was tight.
No, it is tight. Like it's tight, but then when I started losing weight, start getting loose. And then when I went with my little cheat day, it got a little bit tighter. But I got some some compression pants and shit that make you sweat too. So
But I got all the stuff. Let's see. We traveling next year. I'm just going and get passport ready. We doing something. You flying?
They what D on it for? I mean, X on it for the West Coast.
You said what?
And they put an X on it on certain passport.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about. Yeah, I'm traveling.
Shell, you got to fly this year now. Come on now.
Fly.
I'm willing to fly with the right people and the right trip, kind of trip. Yeah.
Shit, I told you I go to Miami. Ain't no doubt.
I want my first trip to be Miami travel. Like, I'm trying to go somewhere I ain't never been. I want to go like Cali or.
Cali's good. All white out that motherfucker.
What?
Well, shit. Them niggas wildin'. Them niggas wildin', B.
You just gonna go to the marathon?
Hell no, I ain't going on. I like Drew.
No, let Mike go. Let him go.
Y'all wanna go to the marathon? Take a picture.
I guess I wanna go. Me and you can go. I wanna go. But what's going on in Cali though?
Man, see them gangbangers out there.
Them gangbangers, all them hats you can't wear. You can't wear the Houston hat and all that shit.
Well, that's why we ain't going to the hood.
That store is in the hood.
Huh?
That store is in the hood.
I was saying what Nipsey's store.
Take a picture and we leave. But look, I do I want to go to the house off of Friday though.
I mean, my ex went and seen that shit.
People been going there and taking the pictures, you know, sitting on the porch or whatever and taking the pictures.
Yeah. Shit, we go to Catalina. We're all white. We're in all white shit.
You said we're all white.
Yeah, I'm neutral.
Man, all you gotta do is start talking. The folks don't know you from over there. Hey,
girl, where you from?
Right.
What's up, cuz?
I got it.
We got Groovy Drew. Groovy Drew coming.
I don't mean shit.
I tell you right now, I don't want to go to. I mean, I don't mind going to Miami, but for my first trip, I don't want to go to Miami, and I don't want to go to Vegas.
Oh hell no! They Vegas out last year. PPP money.
I was about to go, but I was like, uh-uh.
To me, Vegas like. Kind of played out. You're about to go to Vegas. Like,
I don't think it's a good time to go to New York either.
Yeah, no. You gotta everybody vaccinated, but shit, you gotta got what's it called?
I want to go to Houston though.
Houston?
I do want to go to Houston. Nothing. I'm sorry.
I'm saying ain't no hassle to get out there though.
Oh, okay.
Houston. Them thick ass women out there. When I tell you,
when you tell me,
yeah, Mike ain't coming back
because they full of Latinas or Mexicans or whatever they is. They full of them. I had went to Houston. My own homegirl, her sister live up there. We had went, and I mean the mall was flooded with, you know what I'm saying, Hispanics or whatever. So Drew be heavy.
See.
I do want to go to a Latin club. I need to go ahead and learn how to dance salsa. I go in there.
Look, my love, hit the suite, get started.
Hey, my wife, go back to that plane for your birthday. Hey, go back to Moondog. See, they were jumping over there. It ain't
Latin. Oh, you dance, all right.
They got Latin night for them motherfuckers.
So what?
No, I said we walked in now. Oh shit, let me get out of here.
Hey, puppy, where you going?
You want to know my name? I'm back.
Hey, I'm down Julio.
We didn't even end the episode.
That has been the Gen Talk Podcast. We want y'all to live life to the fullest. So, yeah.
Yo, it's the Gen Talk Podcast. Got my Mike J. The Ripple. Got my boy Trav, Drew, Shalay.
I'm mad he said my full name.
Mike be saying it all the time, but he get away with it.
He got better with it though.
I'll be quiet. He been saying it.
Yeah, put you
long,
that
long as he said, hey, yo, for the podcast.
Hey yo, she'll get two chuckles. She's like, all right now.
Yeah, everybody don't need to know my government name.
I ain't never called him. I ain't never called anybody. How long I been knowing? I ain't never called anybody government. I didn't even know what it was for a long time. I knew what it was, but I couldn't see it.
Well, because the thing is, you know, when people see you, they see you where? On Facebook, right? Yeah. So, I mean, most people see me on Facebook, so they get accustomed to saying shit. Like, even, like, my closest friends that I hang with now, like, they don't even call me by my real name because they so used to seeing Shell. But like people like that I knew way before Facebook, of course they still, cause they been calling me that since, you know, the longest. But if I've been knowing you since Facebook era, you 9 times out of 10, you're going to call me Shell.
Yeah.
So.
Don't call me Andrew no more.
Huh? I've always
don't
been
call me Andrew no more. No, you haven't.
Drew, no. I would call it Andrew.
See though.
He knew.
You see right fucking now.
Andrew Drew.
Is it true? It's either Mike or Michael.
I would call Drew Andrew for like a long ass time.
All right. But yeah, this has been a tough podcast. Really appreciate y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Good night. That's it.
Good night. It's cold outside.
Damn sure, yeah.
We know it.
I got the month of May.
Yeah, he got cold.
Jim, tell me what you talking about. Cause all you freaky bitches want some dick in your mouth. See, I know you niggas watching how we live from the top. Baby girl, you know your worth is coming. Cops on the race. Come and place your order for this new world order. Jim Talk Podcast of the Year.
Hey yo man,
Gin Talk, that's all I wanna hear. Gin Talk, podcast with a